Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the Greg Hill Morning Show with your host, Greg Hill. Streaming live from WEEI.com and the Radio.com app. And now, it's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
Well, I figured it out. We're now booking D1 head coaches so Wiggy's kid can get a full boat to college. Is that what's going on around here?
That's it. Who can we get on the phone next?
I'm surprised we didn't have Jim Harbaugh on before the Ravens game. The Michigan president.
Yeah, Jim Harbaugh was around. So let's see if we can get Michigan, too.
He comes by it naturally. I mean, is he going to be a D1 player, your kid?
He has potential.
Really?
He has potential. So he's definitely has potential.
All
right. You know, he's doing good in school with the grades, but he has the potential. It's about how hard you work from, you know, here on out.
Well, you give him a little whack. That's what you do. We learned that earlier.
All right, give him a little fresh one to keep
Ken can't get his daughter into a car seat for 4 hours, right, and he just sits there in the parking lot.
You know how bad it looks to take your child and force them into a car seat? Like, people walk by.
You can't do that. People will call the police
absolutely
on you in 2 seconds.
No, they won't.
Yes, they will. People have to stick their nose in your business every fifth. God, if you even come within a whiff of whacking your kid out in public.
It's not whacking your kid.
It doesn't matter.
It's forcing them.
If you force them
to get into the car seat.
People stick their nose in your business. They'll be like, excuse me, what are you doing to that? Are you forcing that child to get into a car seat?
Yeah, I am. Mind your own beeswax.
I am. I'm putting my child into their car seat. What do you do with your kids?
Ken was at the Natick Mall yesterday, and his daughter wouldn't get in the car seat. It was there for 45 minutes.
Had a nice lunch at California Pizza Kitchen. She wasn't bad. Didn't disrupt too much.
And then he couldn't get
her
in the car
seat. And then the car seat was a disaster.
Right.
Just a total
So he
mess.
Sat on the curb for 4 hours and just let her cry. Good parent. I can't wait till she gets 7.
And what lesson did she learn? I don't have to get into my car seat until I'm ready to get into my car seat. That's the lesson that she learned.
I'm open to suggestions. I am at wit's end.
I just told you, a little fresh one on the caboose, she'll get right in the car seat. Because then she's going to know next time, Papa going to give me one of those on the boot if I don't get in the car
on
seat.
On the boot?
It is, I mean, as a parent, it's one of the worst things. If you are somebody who does believe in spanking your kid, you feel horrible about it, but you have to do it.
Yeah,
like,
I'm not saying beat your kid. I'm not saying close fist, you know, like you've seen people fighting for Popeye's chicken sandwiches.
But
give them a little fresh one on the back of the butt or, you know, like on the back of the hand, and now they know. It's like anything else, right? People say, well, what's a good way to raise kids or do that? It's about training them to know that, okay, if I do this, there are repercussions.
You know what Ken needed at the mall?
He needed Linda. Linda came over and told her to lay off.
Yeah, Linda.
He needed Linda.
You want to talk about this Aaron Hernandez story today?
Yeah.
Because I think it's kind of an interesting story. And this is an I-team investigation, is that correct?
WBZ I-team. They've obtained a never-before-seen interview with Kyle Kennedy, who was the inmate who claimed he was intimate and romantically involved with Aaron Hernandez in prison.
New show listeners might not know that that individual, Kyle Kennedy, was represented by none other than Larry the Lawyer. Larry the Lawyer ambulance chaser represented this guy and held the press conference when this was announced.
I was in Worcester for that press conference.
It
was myself, Michelle McPhee, and then like five people from the Daily Mail. And it was so awkward because the whole reason was for the press conference was to discuss whether or not he was romantically engaged with Aaron Hernandez.
Yeah.
And every time that question was asked, Larry said he couldn't talk about that.
Larry pivoted?
Right.
Larry's good at the pivot.
He's a pro pivoter.
Yeah.
So there's this book being written about Hernandez by Dylan Howard, an author. And there was an interview between Dylan and Kyle where Kyle talked about his relationship with Aaron, but more interestingly, talked about how there was an alleged fourth victim.
A fourth murder.
We actually have a cut from Kyle talking about that.
Okay.
We call him Double A, you know, and we got two bodies, like, and I used to tell him, boy, we should call you Triple A. He's like, nah, he's like four. You know, we're sitting in something, but you mean four? And he's like, yo, he's like, I got four bodies.
Four bodies, quadruple
wow.
A.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Four, that's four teardrops right there.
Four
body count.
Did he ever tell him who the fourth was?
I don't believe so. Doesn't seem like it. Kyle also talked about Hernandez opening up to him about the Odin Lloyd murder.
Basically, you know, he felt disrespected by him. So they waited down the street in a parking garage for like 3 or 4 hours. They knew what kind of car they were in. And, you know, he told me he'd seen him go by. He pulled up next to him. He only meant to kill the one kid in the passenger seat.
Yeah, but that's not Odin Lloyd,
No, that's
though.
Not the Odin Lloyd
that's
one.
The two...
That's not the Odin Lloyd one, Danielle.
Oh, that's what it's labeled as. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that's the other one that happened after the nightclub
Yeah,
thing.
I think the two Dominican kids, right?
Yeah.
Abreu.
Yes.
I mean...
Do you believe people like that when you know, they're criminals and... They start to say, this is what he told me, and, you know.
Well, you can't verify it because, obviously, Aaron Hernandez is no longer with us, so.
Right.
But you might, BPD may have some cold cases that may, you know, they may want to take a look at in reference to some things, maybe, if Aaron was ever, you know, any of his associates were ever suspected of being involved.
What is, I mean, when it comes to... This guy, what does he have to gain by making stuff up?
Well, I think, you know, it's...
A book?
Yeah, notoriety, you know, maybe people want to interview you. And there might be something out there. And that's kind of... He's out, so it's not like you're given information to get a lesser prison time. So now it's like, all right, notoriety, and like Curtis said, maybe a book. I mean, who wouldn't want to hear from the... alleged lover of Aaron Hernandez. Yeah.
And he's out. He's out of prison.
Right.
So.
Does he ever talk about their love relationship or is he just, you know.
He talked about the first time they were intimate. We have a cut about that.
Okay. One day we were walking in the cell and he's like, just lay down and close your eyes, shut off the light. And he's like, you know, and that's the first time.
Mm. Oh.
Wow.
But they
imagine that's always the way it happens in prison.
Yeah.
Hey, lay down. Lay down and shut your eyes.
Don't talk.
Yes, don't talk.
And the book is Aaron Hernandez's Killing Fields, exposing untold murders, violence, cover-ups, and the NFL's shocking code of silence.
Untold murders. Mm-hmm. I mean, this guy, if he committed four murders, imagine the fact that he had committed four murders and was playing in the NFL.
I know.
Yeah, he was a stone cold killer. Just happened to be a good athlete. You see those guys all the time. You know, they just don't play in the NFL. They might have played in high school, or they might have been the kids from the neighborhood that were good athletes. They're stone cold killers, and he was one of the guys that was able to make it to the league. And you know, just because he's in the NFL, don't mean he's going to change who he is.
Texter says, guaranteed the fourth murder was in Florida when he was going to college. I don't know. But, I mean, who knows? I mean, they ought to compel this kid to come in and talk about it, though, so that they can, or maybe he probably doesn't have any further information.
Right.
But I would think you would have further information,
I
right?
I mean, if they got that in depth with stuff, because, I mean, Kyle, you know, you read
Pillow
the interviews
talk.
With Kyle.
Yeah.
You know, Kyle claims that Aaron opened up to him a lot, allegedly, about stuff in his life. You know, and they had reportedly talked about being together once they got out of prison.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if they had some kind of close, open relationship, it is possible that he confided in
him. You would think, man, four bodies. What's the fourth one? What happened?
Yeah.
And then Aaron would, like you said, confide in him and, you know, give him details, this, that, and the other.
And if Kyle's looking to work on a book deal or anything else, you know, why would he give up all that information at the get-go?
Right.
He'd hold on to that.
Right.
Saving it for a book deal?
Yeah.
Like,
people do it all the time.
Yeah. This is Trevor. Hello, Trevor.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's going
on?
Not much. Sorry to wind it back a little bit, but you guys talked about kids throwing temper tantrums when you're trying to put them in the car seat.
Yes, Ken had an issue yesterday. It took him 5 hours to get his daughter in a car seat.
So, yeah, and I guess my take on that was, you know, my oldest is now 10. When he was like 2, 3, something like that, I'm pushing him into the car seat. He's refusing. He's throwing the absolute worst. He's an obstinate, super smart, whatever. He's the greatest kid in the world, obviously.
Yeah.
But somebody stopped in this parking lot where we were, and I'm like, do you think that if I were trying to do anything bad to this kid, that I would be doing this in my own free will?
Like, in a parking lot.
I'm only here because I am his father.
Right. Yeah. No, I know.
Just let it go and keep driving.
Yeah.
But what I would say, though, you know, Ken, no offense, but you gotta, I mean, you gotta set some boundaries, dude. You gotta stand up.
You gotta stand up for yourself. You're a grown man, Ken.
Right.
I like how people in one breath complain about people that are stepping in to give parenting advice and then proceed to give parenting advice.
Like, was he on my side or not?
He pivoted.
But I think
plus, it's a girl, not a boy. I think that is different.
I have a daughter, but I think the point he's trying to make is that when you look at the situation, right, you'll know if it's a guy or a woman or trying to parent their kids versus somebody trying to kidnap a kid or something along those lines. So you should know, all right, I'm not really going to step in and say anything because it's not my place. You know, you could clearly tell this guy's the father of this child versus, well, is this a situation maybe I should say something?
Well, unsolicited advice on parenting or on any other topic is the worst. I agree with that. So, Ken,
if I'm at an Arby's and you're going to kick me out because my kid's crying.
Listen, if your kid is coming over to my table and grabbing my food and stuff, I am going to tell the kid to get lost. But that's going to be it's going to be up to you to handle the rest of it. I'm not going to tell you how to parent. So we got to get to what is trending.
Monday night, weeknight 6 to 10. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Mutt is always trending. Trending now, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. There will always be a vacation, a holiday, or a celebration. Put Awaken 180 to the test this holiday season and lose weight while others are packing it on. I get the sense Nikhil Harry is a go for this weekend as we're listening to Herm. Do you agree, Wiggy?
That's what it sounds like.
Geared up and ready.
He's like, they told him something, like he's excited and, you know, he's looking to be part of the offense.
So we'll see if that happens. Patriots had practice yesterday and are off now today as far as the players go. Monday night game last night, Seahawks 27, 49ers 24. Jimmy G, 24 of 48. Not a very good night. Didn't have Sanders for much of the night. Sacked 5 times. Wiggy says he stinks, basically. That was your lead, right?
Yeah, it was pretty much close to that. When it's the fourth quarter and you need that two-minute drive, Jimmy G's going to put some interceptions right in your chest. You just got to catch them. Unfortunately, the Seahawks weren't able to do that, but he'll give you some.
Tom Brady was almost scratchy last night. It was Jim Gray's 60th birthday, so here's some slap and tickle at the end. Brady's parents went to Jim Gray's birthday party.
And I want to wish you, on your 60th birthday, a great day. I know you had a great party on Saturday night. You have many more great years to come. Really happy for you, and I hope you get to celebrate your day as you should.
Tom, thanks. Are you trying to rub in age? You're exactly the wrong guy to try and be rubbing someone's age in.
Well, finally, I'm around someone older than me, so I do gotta rub it in a little bit. It doesn't happen very much for me at work.
Tom, appreciate it. Your parents were at the party. We had a great time. In fact, it was at Mastro's, and Mastro's sponsors our halftime report.
I mean, what a slap and tickle. That relationship, are you envious? I mean,
Tommy.
Did he wish you happy birthday?
No.
You did not?
I got nothing. No.
Got four cans of tin from me?
Right.
That's
nothing.
And his parents weren't at your birthday party.
No, my mother, Susan Hill, not invited to any kind of party or anything like that. Oh. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't have the same
Maybe you ask him about that.
Yeah, maybe we will on Monday.
Or two, Monday
tough questions from you, I think. Bruins host the Florida Panthers tonight. That's 7 o'clock face-off. Juuso Vaakanainen recalled from AHL Providence. Torrey Krug is out. Kevin Miller, good news, had his first full practice since last April. He could be coming back soon. Big win for the Celtics last night. Their 8th in a row. They beat the Mavs 116-106. Kemba Walker, 29 points and some clutch threes. And the news on Gordon Hayward, surgery in the non-shooting hand, out 6 weeks after successful surgery. Enos Kanter also returned. And what's the latest on Snowmageddon, the Hillman? You've been tracking this? Inch plus?
It's some kind of a bombogenesis thing.
Bomb cyclone.
We're going to have up to up to 1 inch of snow.
Wow. Uh-oh. Shut it down.
On your drive home this
Shut
evening.
Shut everything down.
So get the snow, get the chains on the tires.
No
and get,
school tomorrow.
No. We're going to cancel everything. We're canceling.
We're essential personnel. Everybody else stay home.
This weather report brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Experts are predicting a brutal cold and flu season, and the number one flu symptom is a fever, so use a thermometer proven accurate by more than 70 clinical studies, the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's the Greg Hill.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Show.
We're back with the Greg Hill Show on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
Well, fake don't make it back. I don't know how to start. That's rappers, I'm monkey flipping with the funky rhythm. I be kicking, musician, inflicting composition. A pain, I'm like Scarface sniffing. Holding an M16. See, with the pen, I'm extreme. Now, bullet holes left in my peacoats. I'm suited up with street clothes.
Wiggy's choice.
I gotta say, when I'm on, the music is
fire.
Straight fire.
Is that way on other shows or only on this show? Does Dale let you pick the music?
Yeah, I don't get much choice on the Dale and Keith show.
Well, it's a democracy in here.
Yeah, that's more of a dictatorship.
That's the way it works over
I guess that's like North Korea.
A Dale-tatorship.
That's the way it works up in this piece.
I will have to say that.
All right.
I do appreciate that.
This is Mike. Hello, Mike.
What's happening?
What's up, Mike?
Good morning, Greg Hill.
How are you, Mike?
Good. Pay that man Wiggy off top.
Well, I'm trying to. Mike, I'm with you.
I've been waiting for a minute.
The guy is magic. He's radio magic, Wiggy.
Yeah, D. Murr, how you doing?
What up, Mike?
Not much. What's happening? What's the other guy with Curtis?
Yeah, Curtis. You got Curtis and Ken.
All right, Ken, what's happening? So, back to that, off rip, let's go with the baby. I got a daughter. She's one.
Yeah.
And my wife's a firecracker, so I know I'm in for hell.
Yeah.
But you got to have a dad voice and that them eyes. You got to be in public to give them eyes like, yo, I'll take you. We can go in a closed area and take care of this, but we're going to do, you know, let's be civil in public.
All you got to do is, so you're saying all you got to do is look at them.
No, you got maybe a little bass in your voice, like, you know, whatever the nickname is, or maybe you go with the actual government name.
Right.
Like
my, the middle name.
Like my daughter's Skylar Joyce. So it'd be like, Skylar Joyce, come on, let's do this. You know, like, and then you might give it an eye, and she's like, all right, it's real.
You got to be stern. That's the thing. But Ken ain't doing it.
We don't got to go put hands, you know, because everybody's watching. You don't want to, you know, end up on Fox like, yo, this dad was wilding at the mall.
Mike, I thought I had it made in one. Give it a year. It falls off the cliff. At least it did for me. I mean, it has gotten out of control.
Oh,
I'm so sorry to say this, but it still sounds like you haven't hit puberty.
What's wrong with that?
I was a kid, and you was trying to talk to me. I'd be like, yo, like beat it. Like, I'd throw something at you, all of that. Like, so you might have to look in the mirror. Like, and you know how to, you know, the self-motivating thing. Right. Like, you look in the mirror, you point, like, I'm the dad. You listen to me. You might have to do that, you know, before you leave the restaurants to prepare yourself.
Oh, yeah. Ken, he needs to practice.
We've got
to
get him some classes, how to be stern. He can't be like...
A little bit. Yeah. Like, I can imagine his wife, like, yo, you're like the stepping board at the crib. Yeah. I know it. Like, you're those old type of dudes that just, like, walk in and give the check over. She like hits you with, like, with the Jetson thing. Like, here's a little bit for you.
Maya, please get in the car seat for Daddy. Please. Maya, come on. Daddy would love it. I've been sitting on the curb for 3 hours. Come on, Maya, please. Do this for Daddy.
How long did it take? Half hour?
Yeah, it was 30 to 45 minutes. What
was it? You couldn't get the feet through the things? Is that what it was?
No.
Well, she was probably squirming.
Couldn't even get her in the seat.
She was probably squirming.
She's
mad about the Moana
issue. She was behind the wheel by the end of it.
She went all exorcist on him. That's when she arches
the back. You can't grab him. You can't get a grip on a kid like that.
And then gets in that lock mode.
Yeah,
totally.
It's like, wait a
second.
They
just slide right into her hands.
It's like one of them chairs that go the wrong way. It's like, wait a second. Why can't I get this thing to go back right? Come on, Ken. You got to be, yo, Maya, get in the car seat now.
Uncle
Daddy
Wiggy
ain't playing.
So.
I ain't playing.
Why don't you FaceTime Uncle Wiggy next time?
Good point. Right. I'll play that audio for
her. Right, there you go. I ain't playing. You want me to take that doll and throw it right in the gutter?
No,
You see that?
You want that Popeye's chicken sandwich?
Right, you want that? You want it, Maya?
During the news, we never got to that story about how who you play in the nativity play indicates whether you're going to be successful in life and how much money you're going to make.
And it doesn't, you would think it would be like if you had a better role in the nativity scene that you'd do better in life, but it doesn't quite seem that way with all of the roles. So Virgin Media did a survey of individuals and they asked what role they played in the nativity play when they were growing up. And they found that based on these roles, you can expect the following salaries. The ox tops the list.
The ox?
The ox.
Really?
Go figure.
Is that the nativity play? Is that like...
No, it's very... What, you were never in one?
No, is that like with
baby
the Jesus?
Yeah, the baby the Jesus. Okay.
Yes, yes, that's the nativity wiggy.
What day is Christmas?
What's the nativity play?
The nativity play, yes.
It's that one.
$55,000 a year.
Okay.
On average, if you're the ox.
Yeah.
If you played the angel Gabriel, $51,000 a year.
Okay.
You played Mary, $50K, by the way. I played Mary.
Oh, you were the Virgin Mary?
I was the Virgin Mary.
That's irony.
Opposite Tommy Kahlo's Joseph.
That's irony based on your college, your freshman year of college.
Well, it took me 17 years to get there. I own it, though. 48.7 if you're Joseph. If you're the innkeeper, you make 47.4. Shepherd, 37.1. A wise man makes about 33 grand a year.
See, I would think the wise man would end up being who makes the most money later on.
You would think so.
I thought it would be Joseph.
The frankincense.
The carpenter
and the
guy. Get out of here.
The guy with the...
No, Joseph had the child support payments.
He did have the child support. But trade, though.
Seems like if you're in the
Seems
like if you're in the nativity play, you ain't making much money. You might want to get in something else.
Yeah.
You might want to find another play to get into.
A different play?
Mm-hmm. There's got to be, is there any other
the
Christmas?
The alt nativity play?
Well, there's got to be something. Maybe there's like the Wizard of Oz or something.
Dolomite.
Yeah.
That would be good.
Wizard of Oz, very Christmas themed.
There's got to be another Christmas themed thing. Uh-huh. Am I missing something?
Hey, yes, in many cases.
A texter, by the way, would like to hear Ken's dad voice. Can we get an example of your dad voice?
I don't have one. We laid it out perfectly earlier.
There it is. It's right there.
Oh, come on, Maya.
I can hear the frustration.
Maya, it's dark out. We've been at the mall for 4 hours.
Right.
Could you please get in? Pretty please get in your car seat.
I have work in 20 minutes.
This is Brianna from Portland, Maine. Hey, Brianna.
Hi, how are you?
How are you?
Good. I'm calling about the car seat issue myself.
Yes.
Actually, I just want to tell Ken, as parents, we've all been there.
Mm-hmm.
So we understand, and I admire you not spanking your two-year-old.
Thank you.
And I also, just a couple of go-tos, because I think it's good when parents share go-tos to give a try, you know.
Benadryl?
A lot of times, like when I have two daughters, one's almost one and one is four. And especially when the four-year-old is trying to stall or do something like that, think of something that is like motivating to them that you might do later if you have time. You know, like if you get into the car seat right now, we'll get home in time to watch, well, for her, to watch Mr. Rogers. But and also, I think two is a year where they're starting to really realize that they have choice. So like giving them choices about as many things as you can. Like, oh, do you want to try to do the straps or do you want me to do the straps when you get in the car seat? Or like just other choices throughout the day, because they're probably starting to get to that age where they're like, oh, I'm going to make this my choice. But if they feel like they have choices throughout the day, maybe they dig their heels in less often.
So so basically let the kid be the parent and nail.
No.
It's a good suggestion.
No, you set them up with the choices that are appropriate, you know?
Can't you threaten them with something horrible like going to DeMillo's, the ship restaurant?
Can you
hear from that guy again?
Yeah, come on.
Oh, the guy who works there? Yeah, he's going to be very upset.
Hey, what would you like to do? If you don't want to get in the car seat, what do you want to do? Would you like to drive? Maybe that works out for you. I don't know if this advice is any good, Brianna.
If you don't get in the car seat, we're going to miss this.
How about if you say, get your ass in the car seat? There's going to be some consequences and repercussions.
I think you have to have an equal mix of bribery and threats.
Yes.
I mean, I think that's okay.
Well,
I think it's
the bribery stage does not work, because all that does is now gives the kid the upper hand.
Yeah.
Because you have to keep bribing them.
Right.
With bigger things.
So now you basically end up like Brianna.
Yeah.
And she's,
stuck in the bribery thing now. She can't get into the threatening thing.
Yeah, so now when the kid goes crazy, what do you want? What do you need? What should we do?
Well, the threat approach would be get in the car seat or you're not going to be able to watch Mr. Rogers for the next week.
Right.
That's the opposite approach.
Exactly. Or get you one of them car seats like at a roller coaster ride. When it comes down, they're just trapped in there. Well, you can do like my mother did and just said, all right, get in the car and wherever you want to stay.
We got the polar opposite of parents right here. Ken is Mr. Courtesy, and Winky was like, thumb down.
That's it. I'll little duct tape you to the seat.
Next time, I'm trying Dale and Keith. I'm going to see how that works.
This is Jason. Hello, Jason.
Hey, guys, listen, this makes no sense. Negotiating with kids to get in their car seat. I give them an instruction to get in their car seat and they do it. I have three children, one on the way. Not one of them have ever told me I'm not getting in my car seat. And I have to negotiate with my child. Hey, would you pretty please? Yeah, right. My kids know if they are doing anything that disrupts my day, I can look at my kids with my eyes, and they adjust their attitudes and behaviors because they know that I'm the adult, I'm in charge, and I am the person that runs the household, and they respect that.
Yeah. No, I like
there
it.
There you go.
I like it. All right.
Ken?
I feel like such a failure.
I know, Ken. I can't wait till the next time. I want to hear about
you
the
should
next
videotape
time.
It. You should videotape the next time she doesn't want to get in the costume.
Go Instagram Live.
Yeah, go Instagram Live and just be like, Maya, please get in. What would you like? Ice cream? No?
I'm calling Uncle Wiggy.
Yeah, that's what you do. And
bring
let me call.
Yeah, bring Wiggy. All right, the crossover.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's coming up next.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Hey, yo, what's hell on earth? Who's next are going to be first? The project's front line, and the enemy is one time. I ain't got to tell you. It's right in front of your eye. And yo, what's hell on earth?
Dale Arnold is here for the crossover.
Do you see Wiggy's eyes light up with the bumper music?
Oh, yeah. A little Mobb Deep right there. We got Nas and now Mobb Deep.
He said you don't let him pick the bumper music.
I don't pick the bumper music.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I think it's John who picks it, and yeah. I don't have much to say about it.
I mean, Wiggy would like every once in a while a little Wiggy's choice when he's on.
If it was the Dale Arnold show, I could then pick the music. Yeah. When it's the Greg Hill show, you get to do that stuff.
You get to do that kind of thing. Yeah. TV close. We got a game tonight.
Florida Panthers are in town.
A little bit of a lull going on here, yeah. Bruins-wise.
I found it interesting, all the media reports from practice yesterday. Generally speaking, when practice opens up, you know, that Bruce brings them around for a couple of quick moments, and then they kind of go off and play shinny and do stuff and, you know, loosen up. There was none of that yesterday. Very businesslike.
Yeah.
It was supposedly a very involved, energetic kind of practice. I think they're a little PO'd about how they've played here lately.
Well, I mean, they got off to such a great start.
Yeah.
There's bound to be one of those periods that they go through. And
yep.
I guess maybe better to get it out of the way right now.
I think Donnie thought it was going to happen closer to Christmas. He was kind of, before the season started, was kind of predicting this might happen. Given, you know, they played until June 12th and all that stuff, it maybe arrived a little earlier than they expected, and Bruce, to his credit, wants to cut it off quickly.
Hmm.
So I hope he gets it cut off because the Panthers are in town tonight.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep a good eye on it, see what
you're
I see.
You're going to share your thoughts over there?
Give Bruce a call?
Yeah. Well, no, I don't have to call because he's listening to the show because he made the Grizzly move. He offered Charlie Coyle to the second line.
Yeah, it's been he's doing everything you said.
He's got Jake DeBrusk hurt right now.
Well, I mean,
that's
we're
why
not talking
he moved.
About that.
No,
he's
I,
moving
I
up
understand.
To the second
I, no,
line.
I understand.
So maybe you know, I'll give us a
when Jake DeBrusk can play again, probably next week.
See what
Charlie
I see
Coyle
out there.
Will go back.
I don't know.
I'm just
Bruce is listening to what I'm saying. So
oh, okay.
I'm gonna maybe have to you know make a good evaluation tonight. See what has to be changed.
It's ironically the guy that got moved is Charlie McAvoy. Because they're trying to get him going. Because he's really struggled so far this year, Wig.
Well, we'll see.
Oh, okay. We'll see.
Him and Grizz, like, you know, we need to give them a few games together.
What are you guys talking about today?
We've moved Steve DiAsi to Tuesdays now, so he's in here with us today.
Uh-huh.
Willie McGinnis will join us at 11, as he always does. We've got to talk about Grapes. I've known Grapes for years and years. I consider him a friend. I disagree with you completely. I was disappointed.
Mm. Yeah.
And I think that Hockey Night in Canada had no choice. And I'll tell you why when you tune in at 10.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. What a tease, Dale. Right out of the Greg book.
Listen, we disagree from time to time,
sure.
Dale. I mean, that's what makes this country
great. We can be respectfully disagreeable with each other.
That's correct. All right. Well, if you missed anything on this show this morning, then you can listen to the entire program on the radio.com app. Using the new Rewind feature, and if you still don't have our app, it's really simple. Just text APP to 37937. That's APP to 37937. Coming up on Thursday, that's when we have Alex Guerrero on the show.
Alex Guerrero on the air, by the phone, but on the air Thursday. I think his only local radio interview I can remember in Boston will be Thursday morning on the Greg Hill Show with you and Christian Fourier and Daniel.
And I'm getting excited for Christian's big 25 hours, 25 for 25.
Yes, yeah.
See if he can raise 25 grand. And does that begin?
Yeah, I'm starting with him at 4:30 a.m. on Thursday, so that's going to be fun.
Yeah.
That'll be good.
Make sure he may be tired at that point. You're going to have to revive him, a little water to the face or something like that. Get him going. All right, thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow morning at 6.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe.
Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.